You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm joined on the phone by Kentucky Organ Donor Affiliates Director of Education, Jenny Jones. Jenny, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tracy.
A little factoid I got says nearly 1,000 Kentuckians are on the waiting list for donated organs. Jenny, let me ask you, what is the process for getting on this waiting list?
Well, what happens when a person gets on the transplant waiting list is that they have some kind of disease or illness that leads to a particular organ not working or functioning anymore. It could be our heart or a lung or a kidney. Sometimes it's even a pancreas and or liver. And what happens is everything has been tried to help that person live a healthy life and continue on. But when all things have been tried, whether it's medication or surgery or whatever, and nothing works and the organ begins to die, then they are placed by their physician on the transplant waiting list.
I know that this will vary from patient to patient, but can you generally tell us what kind of time frame these patients are looking at when they're on this list?
Yes, it could be anywhere actually from a few days to a number of years. Out of that 1,000 in Kentucky waiting on the list, two-thirds of those are waiting for a kidney transplant, and there's just a massive shortage of all organs, but so many people are needing a kidney due to high blood pressure or diabetes, and the list just goes on and on and on. And so there is a longer wait for kidneys. And then someone waiting for a heart or a liver or a lung, those patients are so sick that if they don't get an organ in a timely fashion, then they will die. We know that getting them an organ transplant is the way to treat them. But unfortunately, Tracy, we just don't have enough people that are organ donors.
When I think of organ donation, the first thing that comes to my mind is the back of my driver's license. But as we were talking about a few moments ago, that is probably going to change.
Well, for so many years, in all of our states, that is what people did. They simply signed the back of their driver's license. But there was no way to capture that, if you will. If your driver's license was not with you, then hospitals, if you did die, had no way to know whether you had wanted to be an organ donor or not. So all the states in the United States have gone to what's called a donor registry. And what that means is, let's say here in Kentucky, when you go and renew your driver's license at the circuit clerk's office, they'll ask you, do you want to join the registry or do you want to be a registered organ donor? And if you say yes, your name goes into a confidential safe database. And if anything ever did happen to you and you passed away, then your family would be told, hey, he or she was on the registry, and they wanted to help others through organ donation. So it's just a fantastic way with, you know, this time of computers and whatnot to be able to know what a person truly wanted regarding donation.
Jenny, let's talk about National Donate Life Month. I understand that this has been going on since 2003.
Yes, we're very excited to be participating in National Donate Life Month. A lot of our communities and hospitals have planned activities to create awareness, first of all, and make sure that people realize that all you have to do is join the registry and you can help others. But you know what else is done during that month is to thank and honor all those in the past who have given the gift of life or given the gift of sight through organ, eye, and tissue donation. And it's just a wonderful way to honor their memory. And they are true heroes, and they left legacies behind and gave the gift of life. And so we also have many things that thank those people who were able to do that.
What can people here in Murray and in Western Kentucky and in the WKMS region and then all across the state do to participate in Donate Life Month?
Well, what I would encourage people to do, to your listeners, is to maybe go to kydonor.org and just look at the CODA website, that's the organization I represent, and see the events that are going on, learn more about organ donation. And there are everything from walks to runs to things at the hospitals. There's a quilt display, I know, that's going to happen in the Western Kentucky area. And there's donor quilts that donor families give squares, and one of our donor mothers quilts these squares together and honor those. So I know with the western part of the state being a big quilt area, those will some of those quilts will be in the area. And my suggestion truly is to go to donatelifeky.org and put yourself on the registry. everybody can get on the registry. Whether or not you can donate when it's your time to go, we don't know that now. But all of us, if we care about other people or if we would want an organ to be available if we needed one, then go ahead and get on the registry. And it'll be determined once you pass whether or not you can help others through donation. But that would be my greatest advice, is just join the registry. Let's help each other here.
Jenny, do you have an idea of what percentage of Kentuckians have signed up for the organ donor registry?
Yes, we actually have 43% of our adult population, meaning 18 and over, that have joined the Kentucky Donor Registry, and that's just since 2007. Our registry here in Kentucky is not very old, and we're just so proud of that number.
Does that compare favorably to other states?
It does, and I have to say, I have to give a big shout out to the circuit court clerks, because 98.6% of the people in Kentucky that went ahead and joined the registry did so when they renewed their driver's license or state ID at the clerk's office. The clerks are just so friendly and knowledgeable about, hey, do you want to join the registry? And most people, they're not against joining the registry. They simply don't think about it. So when a circuit clerk is asking you, hey, do you want to join the registry? You're like, yeah, I've been meaning to do that. And you go ahead and join. And so, like I said, kudos to the clerks, because they're such a big help reminding people that they have this opportunity. And the national average is at this time around 42%. So we're right in there. So it's certainly something to be proud of. And we strive to be like Indiana. They have 67% of their population on the registry. So we're gonna keep trying and get our numbers up there.
Would you say that education and dissemination of information are the most effective tools for increasing this number?
I think that's so important, Tracy. I mean, we just want people to know that there is no change to a person when they are a donor. You can still have an open casket funeral. There's no charge to the family. There's just some misconceptions out there. Everything would be done to save a person's life, of course. We don't even know if they're on the registry until they do die. So it's just very important, because so many things are on the internet or on TV that just are not factual. And we just want people to think about others. And gosh, what a legacy we all could leave by joining the registry and leaving the gift of life.
Jenny, thank you so much for joining me on Sounds Good this morning.
It's wonderful to talk to all the listeners, and happy Donate Life Month.
That's Jenny Jones, Director of Education for Kentucky Organ Donor Affiliates.